Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show podcast. Today we talk to seniors in our workshop about neck and upper back recovery exercises. Always start with stretching first, better range of motion, and better posture. That point of view, these exercises, the overall body stays in a better position and you lock it in that way. Okay. In our show notes, I'm going to put the links to our full detailed videos of each exercise. That point, you have those also if you want to go directly to them. Go to our show notes. If not, this is podcast, and I'll talk to you afterwards. So with this talk today, we're going to talk about neck exercises and upper back and shoulder strength and how to recover from problems in here. So what I mean by the neck and upper back is from here, the base of the skull, to the shoulder, to the upper back, to the front of the clavicle. That whole area here to here, here to here, here to here, that whole area is part of your neck and upper back. The neck muscles, you don't really exercise them specifically because they're deep muscles. The muscles around them control your position in space, shoulder motion, and also neck motion. Okay, any questions about that? First thing you want to do is test your range of motion. Do you have a full range of motion? Can your neck go here, or look over the shoulder, here, look over your other shoulder evenly on both sides? Can you come back without any pinching or soreness in the lower part of the neck here? And can you come forward with no soreness in the back of the neck also? When you come backwards, do you feel the front of the neck around the sternum and clavicle tighten up also? So if you have any of those signs, tightness or pain, that means your neck is probably stuck in a position here, what's called forehead posture. How do we get this, you think? How do we get this type of neck, the forehead posture neck? What's the easiest way to get this type of neck? What do you think it is?
We're sitting.
Sitting. So when we sit, what do? You go here, we sit. Does everyone sit like this?
I try to now.
We try to now, right? Before, especially in school, you're like, another class. After lunch, it's Friday, I want to get out of here.
Or the computer.
Exactly, at work. After lunch, it's Friday, I want to go home, I'm done for the weekend. So wherever you're doing, or driving a car, like this. So if we do that, what tightens up in the neck? Here, upper trap tightens up. It weakens also. Realize the front of your neck too, you have muscles that connect from your jawline to your sternum here. That combination, when they tighten and pull your head forward. When they tighten, they shorten the muscle, so the muscle shortens, so you get stuck like this. Okay, any questions about that? So our job, before we do next exercises, meaning stretching or strengthening, make sure we have full range of motion, all your motions are normal, side to side, with no pain, maybe some slight tightness. Once you have that, what we want to start with getting these muscles here to stretch out. Okay? The first thing to do, again, did I talk last time about exercise, how we break up exercise? Exercise are two things. One is the stretch, and one is strengthening. We want to break them up, because if we try to strengthen when the muscle's already tight, like this, what's going to happen? We're going to strengthen this way, get stuck this way. We want to stretch, get our body back here to where it feels normal back here. And then, with full range of motion, then strengthen here. It's a step process. Okay? We want to make sure we have good posture. Again, good posture is going to be where my ear goes at the seam of my shirt all the way through. And my head, chin, is in front of my sternum like this. It's not jutted out forward, and the muscles aren't tightened up like this either. Okay? What's going on?
I was just adjusting that so I could get back out through it.
Good idea.
It gets locked.
Oh, it does. Fire hazards. Not good. Scare everybody. Okay. So the goal is step one, check your posture, see where you are. Step one or two, make sure you have full range of motion in the neck. Once you have full range of motion in the neck, then at that point we want to do the first stretch. Okay, the first stretch of the neck is going to be here. I want to make your life easy. So I want to make sure you have simple things to do at home. I don't have any expensive equipment, as you'll see in a minute. My weights are very, very simple. My things are very, very simple. You can modify at home too. Okay? Use a chair to start. When I say use a chair, make sure here, is where you sit. You take your hand behind your opposite ear and allow your weight of your arm to turn your head toward that shoulder where it feels comfortable. Then from there, bring your chin or your head down toward your body. Okay, so I'll do it this way first. Then from there, I'll come forward also. Actually, you can try to use from the back area too.
Okay.
Here, behind your ear, let your head turn. Let your head come down toward your body. That stretches the upper traps on both sides, here and also here. Okay, I'll walk through real quick with each person. Try that and see. Make sure you do both sides. And let me know if you feel one side feels tighter than the other. Usually we have a tighter side. I want to make sure you're experiencing that. If you are, you can modify that too. Okay? And that's going to be number one. That'll be the upper trap stretch. Okay.
Trap?
Upper trap. So upper trap is going to be here across the shoulder on both sides.
So it's called a trap.
Huh? Yep. The upper trap connects from the base of your neck to actually your shoulder joint in that area. And also, when it connects there from the base of the neck to your shoulder, the trap means trapezius, rather triangle. It goes from there across T3, T4. So that triangle area is what you're stretching.
Okay.
Okay, and you're stretching the side your hand is going over, where it's going behind the ear, that side.
Usually, right now, for example, one particular orientation hurts just a little in there, you know.
In that spot, right?
And one orient, yeah, and if I move it right, it doesn't hurt because it's not being stretched.
It loosens up a little bit. We talked about sitting posture too, how the neck affects it, gets affected, where your body goes here. Also, what does the upper back do? Does this. Hunches forward, that's why it says up there on the door, on the wall, it says neck and upper back hunchback posture too. Do you see that? Upper back posture too. So you want to affect the upper back too. Bring the back from here to here, again with a stretch first, then strengthen afterwards. Okay?
But so you can't see the computer keyboard from back here.
Well, you can if you have the right glasses look over your nose. There you go. So here, you want to line your back, take a bath towel, and I'm just using this because I'm at the office. Take a bath towel, roll it up into a roll. Put it at the top of your shoulders about there. We're going to roll down on it. Here. Get a little bit higher on my shoulders.
Oh, on the shoulders. Okay.
Exactly. And from there, start this position here with your legs relaxed and your arms either cross your body next to your side. That's your starting position. About 30 seconds here. I'm going to go a little bit lower with it because it doesn't feel as more on my neck and my shoulders here. There we go. That feels better.
Okay. Interesting.
Then from there, that feels comfortable then, bring your arms overhead and see how that feels. For about 30 seconds here. The last position is going to be this position here, where you bring your legs up, where it may cause more back tension on there. The goal of this is a stretch. It's not an exercise yet, not a strength exercise, just a stretch. So you go from position one, here, position two, then position three. Okay? Who wants to try this? Who wants to try this great exercise?
Come on over. Ladies first.
Ladies first.
I'll come here. I'll ladies first.
Let's go here so I can lie down on your back.
She's going out.
There we go. That one went right at your shoulders. Come on down. How does that feel?
It's crooked.
It's crooked? Okay. There we go. Oh, they can shift. Okay, there you go. How's that feel?
It feels okay.
It feels okay? Good. Now bring your arms overhead. Does that feel different?
Yeah. It changes the place where there's not tension, but there's a point.
It's more like pressure?
Yeah.
Changes pressure point? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then bring your legs up. And lift your legs right there. How does that feel?
Didn't change anything.
Good. So if you had back tightness, it'd make the back tighten up because when you do this, your hips naturally will shift down. And when they shift down, you actually pull the spine and pull the muscles more.
Would you ever put your legs up?
You can. That's another modification too, if you like.
And can you use one of those foam rollers instead of this?
You beat me to the punch. Come on up. I'm gonna add a video that I just did, edited and did on Monday, where you add not only a bath towel here, you can do two bath towels, or you can, like you mentioned, a hard foam roller to lay over that too. But you have to progress to it. Okay, what I recommend for my patients is do the bath towel maybe one day. That feels good the next day, up to about a minute or so you position, then go to two bath towels. Try that for 2 or 3 days. And see how you wake up the next day. If there's no soreness, maybe a little tightness, that's fine. Then progress over time to the actual hard foam roller.
Like two bath towels, you mean?
Just roll them together.
One roll.
Exactly.
Two different rolls.
No. One roll of two bath towels, it gives you a thicker right. cylinder to put your pressure on and let it lock.
Does it have to be firm?
I would do firm, yes.
Firm.
I would do firm.
Oh,
okay. And another modification too, if you feel when you're lying down there, your head's going too far back, then put a little pillow for the back of your head to keep your head up a little bit. Okay, the goal of this is to push the body back this way, but also, you'll see in the video too, the neck comes back too. So again, we talk about when the head and neck are in a bad position, forehead posture this way, the overall neck will shorten here in the front, the SCM muscles. You want to get them stretched backwards so you feel that position change.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyone else want to try this?
Well, I want to ask, when you're talking about wrapping that with a towel or if you don't have a towel?
If you don't have one of these.
I do, okay.
Okay, if you have one of these, use this. If you have one of these, that's a modification, go ahead, Mike.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah. No, I don't have one of those.
Oh, yeah, just take a bath towel or if you have one, and then wrap two bath towels and modify it even more. Come on down. Right about there.
Is that far enough?
That's perfect right there. How does that feel?
Good.
Does that feel like a good stretch?
Yeah.
Good. Now bring your arms overhead. Does that feel different?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel the stretch differently, a different pressure point, or different position in the shoulders, or where do you feel a different stretch?
So the shoulder have to be sideways, or?
As much as you can, but more up is better. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Good. Does it cause any lower back pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Does it cause any low back pain?
No.
Good. So now bring the knees up. Good right there. Does that feel okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel any stretching in the lower back?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to cause, because you have a little bit of lower back tightness, it'll make the lower back stretch out also.
Okay.
But try it at home. Take the bath towel again. Wrap it up. At that point, lie on about 30 seconds the first time to each position.
Yeah.
That feels good, then go to a minute. That feels good after the minute, then take two bath towels, go back to 30 seconds again, then a minute, then go to about maybe 2 minutes each position the most.
So, like my case for the neck?
Yes.
Can I put in the neck too?
I wouldn't yet.
No.
Until you have...
In the shoulder.
Exactly. Because it allows your neck to fall back behind your body to cause that stretch in the neck to start.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There is a position where you do the neck roll, but not yet. With yours especially, start slow. Okay, I'd rather someone not feel a lot of a stretch. If it feels that feels okay, great, we progress even more. But if you progress too far, you can cause an injury, and you're going backwards.
Oh.
And you're upset with me, and I get depressed because you're upset with me, then the whole world ends for me. I'm done.
You made me do it.
Exactly. Dang it, another victim of my stuff. Come on over.
Time has come.
Your time has come. Switch over here again. And I'm going to actually switch you this way so people at home can see your side view this way. So go ahead, lie down. Right there.
The feet are this
feet way. Right over there, yep. See how this goes for you.
Stiff getting down.
That's okay. I saw the rigor mortis coming in.
That comes later.
I understand.
Now let's see.
Right there. Come on down. How does that feel? Does that feel okay?
It feels okay, but not the way I usually sleep.
I get it.
I have a pillow under my head.
Yeah. And then you may need some of that just to start with, too. Okay. Now bring your arms overhead. All the way up.
Over.
Over.
That's overhead.
Sorry.
From this point of view.
Over your head. Yeah. Over your head, I meant. Apologize. How does that feel?
Well, it feels like I'm strong enough to hold them up. Just not hurting you very much.
Good. Let your arms relax. Bend your elbow. So your hands just relax right there for now. Now bring the knees up.
Oh, boy, the lower back.
And I know you have a low back problem, so just be careful with it.
Yeah, but other than that.
Feels, once you put, don't worry about the pad. I've got it at the Goodwill, so. Does that feel okay?
Well, I feel it in the lower back, but it feels actually almost good up here in the shoulders.
So more stretch in the shoulders, because you have a low back problem, because you do a lot of walking to it, is tight. So I would hold off from the last portion, the leg portion, leg position, keep the legs straight.
No?
Okay. Yeah, I would keep yours straight until the lower back stretches out more. But the upper back is when you want to feel that stretch, the body pushes forward, the head comes back, because the position your hands are in, your arms and your head is, versus your body.
That's interesting, because I usually have a thin pillow under my back, and I put a fatter pillow under my legs. That's most comfortable.
It takes the pressure off your back by doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Yep. That's going to help.
Come on.
I have a bad knee here too.
Man, you are beat up today.
Yeah, I'm good for the knee.
Exactly. Any questions about the floor stretch?
I want sympathy.
Yes.
I injured this knee.
Yes.
Kneeling in front of the sink, reaching around behind to fetch the garbage disposal. Oh. Out of the garbage disposal. It was a totally awkward, unusual configuration, and the knee is never forgiven me.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I'll give you some cheese with your wine later. You know, the thing is with yours, too, I mean, Chuck, with you, you do a lot of walking. You keep yourself active. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing with something like yours is try to do more stretching.
Stretch?
Stretch.
Okay.
The stretch for you is important because it gives you more full range of motion in all your joints so you don't injure yourself. So you realize if I have an elbow, right? If I'm locked up this way, my arm can only get so strong because it can't move so much. Even isometric, it's not going to get very strong. If I have full range of motion in my elbow, at that point the muscle has a longer muscle, it's more flexible, the joint's looser, it makes the muscle strong because you can put more muscle mass on there. So I would work on your flexibility and try to balance out your flexibility with your strength at the same time. Get that balance in there. Okay? Second one. Here, we talked about when we have bad posture and how it affects neck and shoulders. We also want to talk about with that position, right? The upper trap muscle we stretched before. Upper trap stretch. We did the second one was the upper back roll stretch. Okay, I'm gonna give you these videos too. As a link from this video, the back roll stretch. Okay, now we want to start from the upper trap stretch. Okay, there we go. TCH. What muscle does the upper trap from the neck attach to down here?
Trapezius.
The trapezius, yeah, that's trapezius. What's the trapezius attached to down here? What's that joint called?
This thing. Shoulder,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to make sure that shoulder, we talked about the head and shoulders doing this. What does the shoulders usually do to compensate? They roll in. Okay, if they roll in, we have to loosen them up. And Chuck, I remember last year, you helped me with a stretch that is here. And it took me a while to do this. This is called a shoulder pass with a broomstick. I call it a broomstick stretch. Where you come here as wide as you can, make these shoulders stretch out, standing up straight, all the way back, all the way forward. Okay? Taking a broomstick, doesn't matter what size it is. Actually, what size, one as long as possible. If it's wood or steel, I don't care. Come all the way back, and come all the way forward.
Yeah.
Okay? Chuck's like, ugh,
it makes it look so easy.
You know? It took me 3 days to do this. Okay? I feel that come in, they have shoulder problems because of their neck issue. So when we work on them, we want to fix the posture, making this loosen up in the shoulder. What this does, it hits the posterior, medial, and anterior delt, along some of the pec major, pec minor, along with the upper trap. So it gets a whole area of muscles loosen up, to cause them to over time to strengthen. Okay? Mm-hmm. Who wants to try this? Any takers?
Okay. Yeah.
Come on over. Let's go in a row again. Right here? What's up, this boy?
Hey there. I've been here for a few minutes.
You're good. Actually, for that, sorry. You're good. Start over. Let's go here. Go as wide as you can.
For this class, or you
and this one, keep your elbows straight. So the elbows stay straight the whole time coming back.
Okay.
Good. 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 Nice and slow. Good. With a smile, too. It's awesome.
I'm smiling at her.
And now, come forward. Now go a little bit closer. Right there, and see how that feels now.
Go back?
Yes.
That makes it a little hard.
And is it left side tighter or right side tighter?
I'd say almost equally. Mostly on the left side.
Okay. Come back again. So for yours, what I would do, Isabel, no, you're...
No, I'm Mason.
Jim?
I'm Jim.
Jim, okay, Jim. I would do about 5 wide, and then from there, then at home, do 5 a little more narrow where it feels tighter, but again, like any stretch, tight but not painful. Okay. That's what I would do. Keep the shoulders loose. Okay, because it keeps your body here instead of here.
That's when I had my neck injury.
Mm, okay.
It affected my left shoulder.
Why?
I have a shot here.
Why do you think you did that? Why did your right side of your neck affect your left shoulder?
Because it's the reverse. Your left brain.
Here, show the audience. Mind if I draw on your back?
Not permanent.
Okay. Let me see the pencil then. Is to where here. You have on your right side, you have a nerve that comes out, a spinal nerve, has 3 branches, okay? It comes out 3 branches. 2 of those branches stay on the same side, 1 crosses over here. So it pinched the nerve with the neck injury, caused a pinch here, but hit that shoulder on this side.
Yeah.
So the goal is how to keep the shoulders loose so it doesn't cause arthritis, cause joint problems, keeps this muscle loose in the neck and shoulder so that everything there stays relaxed.
So the shoulder causing your neck problem?
The neck problem causes a shoulder problem, and shoulder causes a neck problem. They cause each other. They affect each other. That same muscle, the strongest muscle, the shoulder, upper traps between the shoulder here, all the way across. This is injured, it pulls on the neck. This is injured here, it pulls on the shoulder.
Well, sometimes I go get my hair done, I go like, oh God, my neck hurts. What is that?
That means your neck needs more range of motion, more of a stretch. I'm going to send you the video on this one, because the video has the neck roll stretch that you missed, that has that, you can do that at home to get the neck stretched backwards.
Oh, okay, so it's a neck. Okay. Yeah, no, I thought you'd have to, oh, my neck, and I get stretch like that. I can't move.
It's a stretch one. Who's next? This is about. Let's see this. Right here. Good. Okay. Nice and relaxed. Keep the elbows straight the whole time. Come back. Come forward. How's that feel?
Oh, wow.
I do my hands
twist. I'm okay with the hands. I'm okay with the hands twist.
Then I can bring it back around.
Yes. Good. Keep the arms straight. So try to go do a big arc all the way backwards. Good. Good. One more time. Go forward.
So how do I loop my line?
You're good. Yeah, your line is good right now. You're good. Come on up. Get it one more time.
It's a little broomstick, huh?
There we go.
A broomstick.
Exactly. Any broomstick, metal, wood, doesn't matter. Even plastic. Does that feel okay?
And that's turns your shoulder or what?
It's the shoulder. It's the whole area here, so keep your shoulders relaxed back here instead of tight here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you feel straight.
Good. It feels the pull, right? Good. Chuck?
Yes, but I just realized it's a trick because I tried doing it without a stick.
Yes.
And it was easy because I turned my wrists
up.
Okay. And you say that what we're supposed to do is keep it like this and bring it up and around.
Exactly.
There's no way in hell this can go.
There's no way in what? Ha! Let's see, Mr. Chuck. Demonstration facing that way. Let's see. Nice and slow, nice and wide. Go as wide as you can. You don't have to make the face if you don't want to. It's up to you. You can make the face.
Ah! Am I supposed to hold it like
scoot back more. Scoot back more. Hold like that. Yep.
That really hurts the wrist.
Okay. Come all the way forward.
Ah! That was not easy.
No. Go a little bit wider, too. Hold at the very end.
Okay.
And then turn your hand a little bit this way. This way. Oh. At that point, see if that makes it easier. Let's see.
As still as I go through this part of the motion.
Is the shoulder or the chest?
I feel it in the arms from the elbow out.
Okay. So you feel the bicep right here.
The shoulders. I mean, up in the neck.
Yeah.
I can feel it, and it feels fatigue up
here.
It really feels like tired muscle up here.
How about in here, too?
There, it just feels a little stretched.
Okay.
Okay. Not too, but a little tired.
Okay.
How often should you do that?
And you can do that one, too, if you want. But yours, it was last year. We have to focus on this. Yeah. At that point, your body stays seated. Here's the biggest thing. Look. I want you walking, Chuck, like this. Not like this. Because this goes further down when you start using a cane and a walker. No. Here.
Yeah, I've been trying to
good.
Keep that.
We got to get this booster first, though, so that feels normal to you. Because when you walk, whatever position you're walking in is where you can get stuck and is where you get stronger here.
Yeah.
I want you stronger here, but it keeps everything relaxed where it needs to be. Okay?
I'm trying to sit up straight in church, too.
So. Good. That's only once a week, my friend. I know. I watch you. I watch you, Chuck. Gloria?
I think I did it last time I was here. But
I think you did. You want to do it again, or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I was wondering about my neck. So I need to do, you said you're going to send me a video?
Yes. I'm going to send you the video that you missed
okay.
about the roll stretch, this one here.
Okay.
So you have that roll stretch. So again, we talked about this third one. Was a broomstick stretch.
Okay.
Good for the shoulders, good for the neck. So everything loosens up together.
What's that number one? Upper trap stretch, I missed.
Yep, upper trap stretch. That's when you miss and also the roll stretch, too.
Okay.
So you're two behind. You get caught up right now.
Well, yeah, she came late. She's going to have to stay after.
I got a dentist appointment. That's why I'm just making my round.
Gloria is busy. I know that. You got to go to the fair this year, too? The fair?
Yes.
Okay, good. Non stop with you, Gloria. Okay, stretch. I wish I could spell. That'd be great. Next one here is going to be a reverse fly stretch. Okay? What the heck is a reverse fly stretch? I'm not an insect person. Okay. I'm going to call it exercise. This would be your strength exercise. Okay, so one of them. We talked about once we cause things to have better posture, better positioning, and also everything feels stretched out. Now you have full range of motion in here, and also in here, then we can strengthen. So here, I use my high-tech, high-end equipment. They can all purchase at your local store called water bottles. Okay? You want to do, I'll keep the size of you first, your angle. Sit on the edge of a chair and allow the water bottles here to where you hold them like you would this way. So you have your thumb facing the cap and your fingers around the water bottle. I'll have you demonstrate in a second and try this. Here, you want to do is have your posture up first, where it's nice and straight, shoulders relaxed, shoulders back, then lean forward about 10 degrees. Okay, the reason you want to do this is you want to work the muscles back here. Now we stretch everything out, now we want to get them stronger so you pull your body back in that shoulder position. Okay, so I'm gonna come here. Let my arms hang. Body forward about 10, 15 degrees. Then come up about shoulder high. Okay, hold it for a second, come back down. Body head does not move. Up, hold it for a second, come back down. You wanna feel the shoulder blades here move in together the whole time. So I'll do this first. Here, up, hold it, come back down. Up, come back down. Okay, so I'll demonstrate.
Would we use heavier weights to make a difference?
It will.
Does it have on heavier? Or?
I'd rather start here first and get shoulder blades to move in. Uh-huh. That feels good to go higher weights. So you got to maintain that shoulder blade movement. You want the muscle to move, not just the shoulder, so everything gets stronger. It needs to be movement to get stronger. So again, here, the back view.
This one or here?
Yeah, from the back view here. Okay, just demonstrate here. And back here. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Well, I know. Your vials are all full, and she's one that's only got a quarter full.
Whatever you want to use. Perfect. Start with these first and sink. Tell me it's the motion down. So lean forward. Good. Bring your feet. Actually, bring your feet behind. Right there is good. A little more balanced, right? Here. Good. Now, bring them up. Good. Let your hands come all the way down, too. And do a full arch all the way up. So the full arch allows this to move more. Good. You feel that position?
Mm-hmm.
Hold it, and then relax. Hold it, and relax. Come up, and relax. Head up the whole time. Good. There we go. Better. Relax. You got it. But make sure these move in. You pinch your shoulder blades together. That point you get the forehand in motion. This gets stronger. Your body stays here instead of here.
That holding it for just a half second is...
You stop momentum?
That's hard.
You're like, oh, hold on a second. Good for you. Start with these for a couple days. Feels good, then go to your weights. Okay. Only in the maximum, Jan, 50 pounds. I'm saying that's it for you, though. How you doing?
Sandy's looking for you, so don't leave without finding her.
Okay, I will. I like the shirt, too. Head up.
Oh, put up my finger.
I know you have some neck issues, so good. Good, wide as you can. Good.
Like that?
Yep. Come down. Shoulder blades pinch. Good, I like it. Hold it. Good.
I'm feeling it on my left side.
Good.
Right on the weak side.
I feel that. And you want to make sure, too, come on down, the shoulders stay down as much as possible. So go ahead again. Good. Feel different? Good. Shoulders do not come up, they don't rise. Good, come up again. Good.
It's not pinching.
It is a little bit, not too much yet. So come all the way down again. Good. And come all the way back. You'll get there. Keep more range of motion. So with these exercises, this is number four, right? You want to make sure these three feel good first, and the fourth is going to be last. Okay, you want to make sure you strengthen last once everything else feels stretched out. That'll give you 4 inches of motion, Gloria.
All
right. Okay? Miss Isabel. Let's see. Now you turn this way. We'll see your side posture.
I'll look for the videos. I didn't get to
it. I'll send you the link, Gloria. Right there. Don't drink my water bottles because I'm going to get parched very easy. So lean forward. And down. There we go. Head up. Right there. Arms down all the way. Come all the way out. All the way down. Good. All the way out. Good. All the way down.
So are you supposed all to keep your elbows straight?
As much as possible. Maybe a slight bend if you need to. Slight bend. The biggest thing you want the shoulders to stay down, the blades to pinch together. Good. You have good range of motion. Good. Get them stronger back there.
That's good now. Yeah.
I think so. I like it.
There we go.
There it is. Fly away. See, reverse fly. Hey, anyone, get the joke. Get the joke. Reverse fly stretch for a reason.
I'm always going straight up.
Well, I was just thinking positive things about this. If you did watching TV during the commercials.
There you go.
You can get a food.
Check the picture you lean forward.
Oh,
at the hip, there we go. Head up. Come on up. Good. Now, all the way down, and all the way up. Good. So bring those arms up. There we go. And lean forward more a little bit.
I feel.
There we go. And then bring the arms back there. There we go. Where do you feel comfortable? You don't have to go all frame ratio, but here. And then come all the way down. Blades open up. And then come up again. Good. You feel that shoulder blade?
I feel a little clicking in my
joints. I feel good too.
You can feel it.
There's all the rigor mortis coming out of your shoulder right now. How you doing?
I'm gonna be on the other side.
Okay. Okay, you're close. You're almost there.
Oh, you have one more room. Model there.
He is. He's beautiful.
Isn't he?
And that last one hurt a little bit more.
I felt that pressure.
It feels like it's not. It's clicking for something.
So with yours again, range of motion first, stretching, and then this one last. Do you feel comfortable? And only come up to where you feel comfortable. Here, it's fine. But make sure you come up to where you feel shoulder blades move together, and then head up to it at the same time.
Well, this arm is fine, and this one, there's a little.
There's a little more work.
Right in.
Need some work on that one.
Right in there.
The muscle pulls and makes it click. Yeah.
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 Oh, well.
Fun stuff. All right.
And then when you get good, you go to quart-sized bottles.
There you go. Okay. Last one for today. This one focuses on your elbow staying below the shoulder. Okay.
Paper.
Oh, you took my paper, Lord. Have a good day. Keep doing well. Where my elbow stays below my shoulder, right? Okay. Let's get too high. Now we want to cause more stress on the shoulder, because it makes the muscle even stronger. Now we want to do an overhead press here to here. Palms facing forward, here to here. Body straight, shoulders stay down the whole time, here to here. Okay, you decide you two for this couple in front. My arms do not go forward or behind me, they stay right level with my shoulders, here. And I go in, you don't have to, because I can get 4 inches of motion with the shoulder that way, get the full muscle to contract. Come down slow, hold it for a second. Come up, hold it for a second. At that point, everything up here contracts and pulls the neck and shoulder together, head stays back.
I just came from a gym that's called Silver Sneakers class.
Yeah, so let
me. And it had you touch your thumbs when you get up there.
There you go. Full range of motion with you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Miss Jim.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
This is a full workout class today. Let's see. Body up. Good position. Not actually stay up. Bring your feet behind you a little bit too. So where yours, because you have more flexibility, I'd go behind here. So it allows you to sit up straighter. You feel that difference in your lower back? A little bit tighter? Good. Here. Good. Straight up. Because you have more flexibility too. Good. Come in. Down. Hold up a second. Hold it up here a second. Hold here. Hold. You feel that? Good. Good. You want that shoulder blades to get tighter. And the head position too is important because the head here, you're locking the head in with the exercise. You're locking it in here. You do it here, you're locking the neck in here. So keep the head back the whole time. And again, not a tilt, but a straight back with the neck.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Subtle differences.
All it is. Thank you, Jan. This is about.
It helps to do it in front of a mirror. Like that.
It does. Come on over. Your turn.
Go this way.
Exactly. Sit up straight. Right there. Keep that back contracted. That point everything stays nice and tight. Keep your body up. And here. Then right here. Oops, sorry. Both sides. Here. And down a little more. Did you start this one here? Then come up. And down. Try to keep the hands bent. There we go. Down. Then up. Down. And head up. Head up. There we go. Head a little higher. There we go. Better. Good. Try to keep the arms straight up to your shoulders, right there. There we go. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Feels tight in the shoulders though, so practice that. Where you stay back here first the whole time.
Yeah.
See how my shoulder and elbow are about the same alignment? You stay back here the whole time.
How many of these do you do?
I would do about 10.
10?
10. Everything I like 10 just to keep things even number.
Yeah.
But the broomstick though is 5 where you're wide and 5 where it's narrow feels a little bit tighter.
Okay.
That's and something you recommend every guy.
Oh. Yes. You're done, you can keep going if you want.
Thank you.
But no, get out of here. I would do every day as a good way to end your day, especially if you sit a lot, to get your neck to go from here to the end of the day back to here. So you sleep with a reset posture. Chuck?
Okay.
Your turn.
Yep. Well, the tricky thing is, like I said, if it had a mirror, you could
see
better that you, like my head was not.
That was my next problem.
That's why you're, you know.
One here.
Would you do this against the wall or something?
You can.
To help you remember to keep your.
Sit up straight.
Okay.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Always good posture first, head back. Right there. Shoulders up.
Back, but not flipped.
Yep, exactly, not flipped.
Hold that.
Shoulders up, right angle of the shoulder here. Come back where you feel comfortable. If that's good right there, go right there. Then from there, hands out, so palms facing forward. Good. Mm-hmm. Come straight up, straight down. Good. Like the head position too.
I feel it in my lower back right now. But
good.
The shoulders and everything are doing okay.
Good.
There's still that little clicking.
But that's why, with yours, you will have a little forward with the elbow. I'm okay with that because your shoulder will stretch out eventually.
Oh, okay.
Does that feel
good? It's not debilitating, but it's sort of annoying.
Yeah.
And I know, like I say, if you imagine me distorted under the kitchen sink on a disposal, you can understand why it happens.
With a couple of, you're in like a circus position.
Okay.
That feel okay?
Okay, well, I'm trying to keep the neck is feeling
exactly,
a little fatigued.
That's what I'm saying.
Neck is feeling a little fatigued.
Good. Because it's attaching from the neck to the shoulder, that area.
It's right in here.
Good.
I feel it, yeah.
That means you have to strengthen it. Feels fatigued, strengthen it. You're good. Okay, you don't have to do anymore.
Okay,
that's great. You're getting tired over there. Jeez, that's painful. That's painful for time.
Restart.
So to recap, you want to make sure we always start with rehab, with stretching first when there's no pain. Okay, again, no pain meaning I have a good position in my posture, I feel up here, and I have more range of motion with my neck. Side to side, forward to forward, forward backwards, and bend your left and right shoulder. Okay, once we have that, start with the upper trap stretch. Again, this one here. Both sides, 30 seconds. Okay, the back roll, the one on the floor again, putting a pillow, either bath towel rolled up once or two bath towels rolled up together, or if you have a hard foam roller, use a hard foam roller. Okay, and again, progress with this one, the roll stretch. If you feel you're pretty comfortable, don't jump to hard foam rollers, it can make it more sore. Give yourself time to get used to the position. You may not be sore that day you do it, might be sore the next day. Okay? The next one would be the broomstick. Again, here. Keep this thing here. You come up.
Oh, yeah.
And over. Chuck, this is Chuck's favorite. Favorite demise right here.
Okay? I mean, here's a flexible one.
Use a rubber band. Here, after that one is going to be your reverse fly, the one here, sitting down or standing, coming up, hold it for a second, come back down. Keep the shoulder depressed so it doesn't rise up when you do this. Shoulder stays down the whole time. Okay, last one, up there yet, number five, was the shoulder press. Okay, where the reverse fly keeps your elbow below your shoulder, at your shoulder. The shoulder press, the goal is to get your shoulder and elbow, your elbow above your shoulder, cause more stress on the shoulder and neck joint. Shoulder press. All right. Any questions at all? In the video, the show notes too, I'm going to put these exercises in there so you'll have them as part of it. And in the video too, what I do is break down where they're going to actually in the video. Okay. Watch the video if you want to individually. It talks more in detail about the stretch and the modifications to it. Get your neck to stretch stronger so it stays here, less low the neck, less neck pressure, less injury, less arthritis. Okay? Exactly. Avoid arthritis by causing more joint motion in the body, anywhere in the body, so things stay backwards. When the neck has normal position, normal curve in the neck, that's the best position to stay in to where it has the most amount of motion. At that point, it stays moving, calcium can't get deposited, so you won't have arthritis. That's why flexibility, Chuck, is as important as strength.
So
okay?
These exercises, they help that part. No?
Exactly. This part here, down the shoulder, upper back, and also front clavicle, pec major, pec minor, and also SCM muscle too. All these muscles, when they get tight, they limit motion. That'll cause a nerve and disc problem. That'll cause arthritis. increase motion by having normal flexibility of the muscles and then normal strength when it's ready. Any other questions at all? Hope those exercises made sense to you. The video will have this tool, have the link in the show notes. Overall, with these exercises, the basically upper trap stretch first, the broomstick stretch, the reverse fly, and also other ones too in there we talked about. Overall posture improves, overall strength of shoulders and neck improve, overall neuropathy calms down. Realize part of recovering from an injury is the muscle strength and also flexibility. By doing that combination, the last step, you get and keep yourself healthy. All right, so enjoy these videos and workshops for one too. Realize a lot of these are meant to keep you healthy in the long run, so you have things, simple things to do at home to deal with the stress of kids, of work, of driving, of sitting. So overall, I hope you have a chance to leave some feedback too on our links to our Facebook page and this also YouTube channel too. So realize you have to keep yourself healthy. You have to deal with the stress of everyday life so it doesn't get to you both physically, emotionally, and also psychologically. All right? Hope you enjoy these workshops, and I'll see you on the next one.